Blog Talk Radio.
Sinners, get ready.
What you gonna do?
The Lord is doing what you're gonna do.
What you gonna do?
You better get your heart to the Lord.
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
Hallelujah. I just thank God for being able to come across these airways on this evening, and I hope and pray that all was well in your family circle, and I hope all continually to be well with you and yours. Hallelujah. I just thank God for all of you, my faithful and loyal listeners, that are able to tune in on today. I hope and pray that you had a beautiful day as you went out to Mass, and I hope and pray that God met you there. Hallelujah. I just want you to get comfortable, take your shoes off, get your chips and your dip, everything to sip. And I'm intending to bring the divine word of truth unto you, you, and you on tonight. Hallelujah. And so before we go into any further preliminaries, I am asking those of you that will to bow your heads with me as we go down in prayer. Hallelujah. And we'll reference the one and the only, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. We acknowledge him every single time that we come across these airways. And I'm just asking those of you that will to bow your beautiful heads as we go down in prayer at this time. Father God, we come with a grateful heart of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, for sending us together in unity once again around the spectrum. Father God, for we know that this earthly planet is not our eternal home, God. But we know that you have lying in wait, God, a mansion that's not built by the hand of man, God. You are the architect and you are the creator, God. And until you come cracking through those clouds one historical day, God, we'll be coming and going as pilgrims through this barren land. I'm asking you, Father God, to anoint these lips of clay, God, to bring a rhema word to those that may or may not know of you in the pardons of their iniquity, God. I'm asking your gracious Heavenly Father, oh, hallelujah, Jesus, to grace me, your servant, with words of encouragement, words of wisdom, to those that are hurting deep within the epitome of their souls. These and other blessings we ask in your Son, Jesus' mighty, marvelous name. And let the church say, amen and amen. Hallelujah. We have numbers on the monitor, and I will call the numbers out. Hallelujah. And the number are 646-200-3074. And our guest call-in toll-free number is 877-598-8654. Those numbers again, 646-200-3074. 877-598-8654. And if you have any prayer petitions, you would like the old ship of Zion to go down in prayer on your behalf, you're most certainly encouraged to call into the station at the conclusion of this program. We welcome your prayers and we welcome your comments. Hallelujah. And like I first stated, I'm only acknowledging spirit-minded people on this line. I don't want anyone calling in that's not spiritual-minded and God-oriented. This is a Christian station, and we will carry it on as such. May God bless you and keep you is my prayer. All right, I will be with you 30 minutes on the clock. Hallelujah. And I hope and pray, like I said, that you had a beautiful day. And we know that this day is just about to come to its close. But anyway, I just thank God because he's so gracious. You know, God touched us with his finger of love on this morning. And God summoned you and I to stand attention to his command. And we are here to witness, hallelujah, testimony of his goodness. And we thank God for you and you and you. out there in my digital podcast audience on tonight. And I sermon on tonight entitled, Wicked World, Servant and Leaders Keep Working. Hallelujah. I want to say that one more time. Wicked World, Servant and Leaders Keep Working. And we know that in the society and the era of time in which we're living in, we are living in perilous times where we know that the enemy is mad. Hallelujah. And we know that he is on the rampage. Hallelujah. I mean, everywhere you look, you turn on your radio, you turn on your television, you turn on your iBook and your iPad and your iPhone, and the list just go on and on. And I tell you, just horrific stories of things that are taking place in our society that lets us know that the world is wicked. The people in it is wicked. And I'll tell you, we just have to stay prayerful. Stay with our mind stayed on God. God said in his word, those who keep their mind stayed on me, I will keep you in perfect peace. So we know that we have to pray about everything. God tell us don't worry about nothing, but yet pray about everything. So we are to take everything to God in prayer. Hallelujah. And I'll tell you, I just feel so good in my sanctified soul on today. God has just been so good. You know, I'll tell you, every time I look around, you know, God is just doing great things for his people. And I'll tell you, God will continue to bless us if we just keep our hand in God's hand. Keep our hand to the plow and don't ever look back. Because I tell you, looking back is a dangerous thing. We don't know, you don't know, if God will keep the door open for a second or third time. You just don't know. But I would just advise those of you that have got your hand in God's hand, keep your hand right there. Because God is going to bless you. God is going to take us through any storm. God is going to take us through, and God is going to bring us out on the other side with the victory. Hallelujah. And so we're going to go right now on in to our program right at this designated time. And you probably have to excuse me because I don't have my shade. I mean, my glasses, not my shade. But I don't have my glasses. And that tends to put a damper on my eyes. So you just pray with me tonight that God will touch these eyes. And our first scripture reading will be coming out of the law of Psalms 12 and 8. And it reads like this. It says, the wicked walks on every side. When the violent men are exalted, that's in the law of Psalms 12 and 8. And so we know, like I first stated, that we're living in perilous times. We're living in the times that God has spoken about, you know, where it said that men would be against sons and sons against fathers and daughters against mothers and mothers against daughters. And I tell you, the world is just in a chaos. Boy, I tell you, we just have to stay faithful. Because in a time like this, we need a Savior. And we just can't make it. It's no need of the world fooling itself because it cannot, will not stand without God Almighty in the midst, in the sun. He is the first, he's the beginning, and he is the last. And we can't put him before anyone, and we can't put anyone before him. So we have to keep him first and foremost at the center stage of our lives and of the lives of this world. This world cannot exist without God in it. So we know, hallelujah, that John 13 gives us a clear portrait of Jesus, the servant leader. And this biblical version of leadership is upside down. A contrast to the kind of leadership we see demonstrated in the world. It is based upon a heavenly understanding of life and ministry rather than the earthly one. We know that the spiritual vision of leadership, such as the one Jesus molded and rejected, self-seeking, self-protection, self-promotion, self-advancement, it embodies humility, generosity, and sacrifice. It demonstrates the reversal of human priorities. Whosoever will be great among you, let him be your minister. And whosoever will be chief among you, let him be your servant. Even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his life a ransom for many. We find out that that scripture reading is found in the law of Matthew 20 and 26 through 28. Hallelujah. We know that the servant leader is deeply committed to reverence for God. In John 13 and 3, a servant leader has respect for others, as others are willing to receive and emulate such leadership. We know that the lesson of the golden rule is reinforced. The more God empowers the servant, the leaders, the more he or she is obligated to be a good steward of God's blessing and God's benefit. And we know that in the summary, reverence and respect, and we know that responsibility characterized the servant leader, those who follow the example of Jesus. The servant leaders supreme have his assurance. If we know that these things, happy are ye if ye do them. Pray for the strength to grow into a servant leader. And we know that God tell us to work until I come. And you might ask, overseer, what would you mean, work until he comes? The word of God tell us to work until I come. So we are to stay busy in our assignment that God has laid out for us. We are to stay busy working in God's vineyard, winning souls to Christ on the battlefield, laying hands on the sick so they shall recover, laying hands on the blind and they shall see, laying hands on the lame and they'll get up walking, laying hands on the dumb and they shall talk. These are the abilities of power that God has given unto you and I. We have the capability to demonstrate these elements in our daily lives as saints of God. And we know, hallelujah, that this next text suggests that in preparing for service, we need to develop servant sensory perception. That's SSP, which is the ability to perceive God's presence and God's voice in the common people and places and things of life. We find out that the potter's house was neither a mountaintop nor a great cathedral. The potter's house was a place where ordinary people carried on ordinary work. That's what we're talking about on tonight. Is wicked world, hallelujah. We know that the world is wicked and the servants and leaders are to keep working. That's what we're talking about on tonight. We find out that God's power to shape and reshape us was illustrated by the routine task of the potter. And as servants, we must always be prepared to go to the potter's house We must be willing to be molded by the potter into anything he desired to make. We find out that according to our text, the servant must possess two qualities: nobility and memory. First, God tells Jeremiah to go to the potter's house. Jeremiah had to be mobile to obey God's word. As servants, we must remember that God's word and work may require us to leave our comfort and stability and go somewhere else in order to serve more faithfully. It's no wonder that in the Great Commission, Jesus said, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations." Hallelujah. We know that second, as servants, we must remember who and why we serve. In the law of Jeremiah 18 and 15, the Lord made the sharp indictment, and he said that my people have forgotten me. Let those of us who would serve remember that God empowers and God directs us. Let those of us who would serve be intentional in acknowledging God in all we do. Because to forget God is to serve in vain. And like I said, we are to keep busy witnessing on the corners, in the grocery store aisle, in the laundromat, in the post office. Hallelujah. Outside your sidewalk as you go and pick up your daily newspaper. Wherever you can witness, then you can witness to a lost soul that may not know God in the pardons of their sins. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your holy name, God. Thank you. And I know that my time is about up, but I'm going to try to read the second key scripture on tonight. It's entitled, "Whatever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not to man." And we know that in one's life, we know that on Labor Day in the U.S. and in Canada, we know that most of the workers get the day off. And the good reason is, what better way to reward a hardworking populace than to give the laborer a holiday? Labor Day seems like a good time to take a closer look at what it takes to offer our employees our best. No matter what our task, it's our duty to work for God's glory. Colossians 3 and 23. In this sense, no job is better than another. Each should result in honor to God. The way we work can earn the respect of those who do not follow Christ. Thessalonians 4 and 11 through 12. We know that a boss shouldn't have to tell a Christian to use time well or to work hard. Our work is one way to fulfill our dual purpose: to love God and others. Showing love to our co-workers is a good way to show that we love God. That's in the law of Matthew 22, 37 through 40. We must work to provide for those who depend on us. And harsh words of criticism are reserved for those who don't take care of their families. 1 Timothy 5 and 8. Having a job can be hard work, even for those who truly enjoy their jobs. It's nice to have a Labor Day breather. But until the day comes when our work is over, our task is to make our labor a testimony to glory God's work. Hallelujah. And it's not the hour you put in that counts, but what you put in the hour. Hallelujah. And before closing, I hope and I pray that I've said something to magnetize your spirit and impact your mind, as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. If this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, if you have any prayer petitions you'd like Old Ship of Zion to go down and pray on your behalf, you're certainly encouraged to send your correspondence to God's House Deliverance, Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. Your station has been Blog Talk Radio. Your program has been the Old Ship of Zion. Send your correspondence, make them attentive to Overseer Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. Email address, janiceallaboutgod@yahoo.com. Till we come across these airways and skyways, you're encouraged to go in God as God go in you. I will allow the conclusion of these selections to bring our program to its closure. May God bless you. Bye for now.
Come on, you know, because
competition. The lines are now open. Our number is 616-200-3074, 877-598-8654. You're welcome to call in with your prayer petitions. We have 4 minutes and 44 seconds remaining.
Thank you.